The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 1st chapter, text number 9, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 24th of July, 1971, in New York, New York.
Vanchakalpatarubhascha pripasindubhayadacha Patitanam pavanebha vaishnavedbhano Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. So, Parikrit Maharaj inquired from Sukadeva Goswami, how the people in general rotting in hellish life could be saved. This is the desire of a Vaishnava. Otherwise they do not care whether one is suffering or enjoying. But a Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord, he always thinks of the fallen condition of general people. Just like in Christian philosophy, they believe the Lord Jesus Christ suffered to be crucified by assimilating all the sinful activities of the people. A devotee of Lord thinks like that. Similar devotee was Vasudeva Dutta, Lord Chaitanya's. He requested the Lord that you have come, kindly deliver all these people now present on this earth and take them to Vaikuntha. And if you think that they are so sinful that they cannot be delivered, then please transfer all their sins unto me, I shall suffer. You take them. This is Vaishnava. So, for all their sins, I shall suffer. You take them. This philosophy is also expressed in Bible, Lord Jesus Christ, that He agreed to suffer Himself for the sins of the old people. But that does not mean that Jesus Christ or Vasudeva Dutta should make a contract for ourselves and we shall go on committing sins. This is most heinous proposal. A Vaishnava, a devotee, suffers for the whole humanity, human race. But that does not mean that human race or the particular follower should take advantage of this facility and go on committing sins. That is not a good proposal. They should take rather seriously that Lord Jesus Christ or Vasudeva Dutta, who has suffered for us so much, we shall stop committing sins now. That is sane proposal. Otherwise, if I think, well, there is Vasudeva Dutta and Lord Jesus Christ, He will suffer for us, and let us go on merrymaking, this one. The most heinous lie. Anyway, everyone is responsible for his sinful activities. That's the fact. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami recommends that tasmāt, therefore, puroi eva asu iha papaniskrito, so long you are in this body. In order to get yourself free, from all the reaction of sinful activities. He should atone. Jateta mitto rabipadya hat rabibaddhatatmana dosasya drishtya gurula gavam jatha vishak chiki seta ruja nidanavit. According to the sinful activity, one should accept the prescription and program of atonement exactly like a physician prescribes different type of medicines according to the gravity of the disease. The other day I was explaining, just like the state law is that if you commit a murder, if you kill your fellow man, then you have to atone that sinful activity by being killed, by offering your life. That's a fact. Everyone knows it. You cannot escape. If you have killed one man, of course, not man, if you kill even an ant, you are responsible for that. What to speak of man? Because that distinction is imperfect, because this is man-made law. Man-made law, they are taking consideration of the man being killed. Another, the killer must be killed. And why not an animal? The animal also a living entity. The man is also a living entity. So if you have law that if a man kills one man, he must be killed, why not if a man kills an animal, he should be killed also? What is the reason? This is man-made law, defective. But there cannot be defect in God-made laws. God-made laws, if you kill an animal, you are equally punishable as you kill a man. That is God's law. There is no excuse that when you kill a man, you are punishable, but when you kill an animal, you are not punishable. This is concoction. This is not perfect law. Perfect law. Therefore, Lord Jesus Christ prescribes in the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill. That is perfect. Not that insult is given it, that I shall not kill man, but I shall kill animals. There are different atonements. According to Vedic law, if one cow dies while he is locked up on the neck, because the cow is on the shed, somehow or other it dies and the rope is round, then the proprietor of the cow has to make some atonement. Because it is to be supposed that the cow has died on account of being locked up with the rope. There is atonement. And now, if you are willingly killing cows and so many animals, how much we are being responsible? Therefore, at the present moment, there is war and the human society become subjected to be killed in mass massacre. The nature's law. You cannot stop a war and go on killing animals. That is not possible. There will be so many accidents for killing, the wholesale killing. When Krishna kills, he kills wholesale. I kill one after another. But when Krishna kills, they assemble all the killers and kill. Therefore, there is atonement in the Shastras. Just like in your Bible also, there is atonement, confession, paying some fine. But after performing atonement, why people commit the same sin again? That is to be understood. So, Parikshit Maharaj is very intelligent, he is Vaishnava. He therefore inquires from Sukadeva Goswami that Rajuvacha Drishta Sutabhyam Jat Papam Janayan Api Atmano Ahitam Karoti Bhuyo Vivasa Prayasitta Matho Katham. A man, suppose a man, of course, if he becomes murdered, he is killed and gone. That's another thing. Sukadeva Goswami's proposal was that tasmat puraiva asu iho papaniskrito jati tam mrityu ravipadda tatmana. Before your death, next death comes, you should perform atonement so that you may not carry the sinful activities to suffer next life. If I do not commit and perform atonement for the sinful activities, then nature will not excuse me. You will have to take the effect of it and suffer in the next life. The law, as I explained the other way, that a murderer should be killed, that is a mercy upon him. When the king orders, it is very old law, it is not new law, life for life. So, when the king awards, or the judge, high court judge, that this man must be hanged, the judge is not the enemy of that man, but according to law, in order to save him from further trouble in the next life, this prescription of hanging is there. Exactly like that, according to the disease, the prescription of medicine is there. Similarly, according to the gravity of the sinful activity, the atonement is there. If one has killed a man, he should be hanged according to the gravity of his sin. So, that is showing mercy upon him. But if he is not killed, then he will be killed in so many ways. He will be, suppose something, some animal, and this man who has killed, he will take another part and he will slaughter him. There are so many subtle laws. Mangsa. The word mangsa Sanskrit, mang means me, and sa means he. As I am eating him just now, he will eat me next life. That is called mangsa, mangsa khadati. This is the definition of mangsa or flesh. Mangsa khadati. As I am eating, enjoying now, palates, eating some animal, so he'll also eat me next life. This is called karmabandha. Karmabandha means being locked up in one's material activities. Yajñārthe karma annatra karma bandhana. Yajña, Vishnu, if you act for Krishna, beyond this, whatever you act, he'll be under bondage. It's like I'm killing some animal, eating, now enjoying. So, it is karma bandhana. I am being locked up with my action so that I shall become again a cow or goat, and this man, this cow and goat will become man and he will kill me and eat me. Believe or not believe, that's a different thing. But these are the Vedic statements. And practically, we are seeing that life for life. Why? Unless there is some meaning, why this punishment is there, life for life? So, Sukadev Goswami recommends that we should atone immediately, so long this body is there. Otherwise, we'll have to carry the effect and suffer next life. Unfortunately, at the present moment, people are educated in such a way that they do not believe in next life. They are so befooled. The education means to make people befooled. He has no knowledge actually. This is the education. The more you are educated, you don't believe in God, you don't believe in God's law, you don't believe your next life, you don't believe in sinful and pious activities, become animal, that's all. More or less you become animal. The modern education is like that, preparing so many animals. Therefore, you don't mind if I tell you frankly that in spite of so many educational and universities arrangement in your country, so much nice arrangement, you are producing hippies. Because there is no education. If a human being does not know what I am this body. If this education is there, then it's no better than an ass. The ass also thinks that I am this body. The cow also thinks that I am this body. The dog also thinks I am this body. So if a human being thinks like that, cats, dogs, and then what is the difference? Jasyatma buddhi kunape tridhakuki. The Shastra says, one who has accepted this body, which is made of three elements, according to Ayurveda, this body is made of three elements, kapha, pitta, bile. Mucus, bile, and air. Devalamban. There is great machinery within this body. You are taking food, they are transforming into liquid. Whatever you can absorb, that goes to become blood. And what you cannot absorb, that becomes urine. It comes out. Therefore, in old age, or those who are diseased, they cannot absorb. They pass more urine. Therefore, they become lean and thin, weak. They cannot make blood. So many machinery work is going on. And when that secretion comes to the heart, it turns into blood. Then the blood is distributed by air. It becomes solidified. It becomes flesh. It becomes muscle. It becomes bone. So many things are going on. But what do we know? We say that it is my body. And what do you know about your body? And still he says, I am God. He does not know what is going on within his body. And still he is supposed to be God. So, jasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke, this bag of stool, urine, blood, bones, if one takes it, that the intelligence comes out of this stool, urine, then blood and bone, then he's a fool. Can you create intelligence by taking stool and urine and bones and blood and mix it and laboratory make some intelligence? Is it possible? But they are thinking like that. I am this body. Therefore, Shastra says, jasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke sadhik kalatra disubhoma ijyadhi jatirtha buddhi salile na karhiche janesu avigyesu saeva gokara. Jasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuke. Anyone who has accepted this body as self and the bodily production, or bodily relationship, wife, children, family, They are my own men. Jashyatma buddhi punabhiti sadhik kalatra adishu. Kalatra means why? Kalatra adi. Adi means beginning. Because I am alone, as soon as I get, accept my, immediately there are children, and then grandchildren, then expansion. So kalatra adi. Sri means which expands. So kalatradishu, beginning from why, and other expansion, that is mine. Jashyatmavuddhi, sadhik kalatradishu bhomoijyadhi. Bhomam is the land of Bhat, that is ijyadhi, worshipped. People are giving life for the land wherein he is born. But he does not know there is neither this land, nor this body, nor this wife, nor this children, nor this country, nor this society. He is spirit soul. Aham Brahmasmi. This is the realization of knowledge. When he comes to this knowledge, then he becomes happy. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati sama sarveshu bhuteshu madhvakti lavate para. When one comes to understand that I am spirit soul, I am Brahma, I am not this matter, so immediately he becomes jolly, prasannatma. And what is the sign of jolliness? Na sochati na kankhati. He has no more any hankering, no more any lamentation. Within this world, everyone is subjected to these categories of life. We are lamenting for the loss and we are hankering for some gain. But the real gain is to understand oneself, what I am. So long we have got this bodily concept of life, so long we have to abide by the laws of material nature, by the laws of the state, or any other laws, because this body is conditional. Every one of us who is sitting in this meeting has got a different body, because everyone is under different condition. Varieties. Varieties of condition. Therefore, I am responsible. If I do not atone for the sinful activities I am doing within this body, then I will have to suffer in my next body, because I will get another body according to my karma. Jang jang vapi smaran loki tajattanti kalevaram. Kalevaram means this body. That is nature's law. So, Sukadeva Goswami recommended that considering the gravity of your sinful life, you should undergo a type of atonement. They are prescribed in the shastras. Otherwise there is no rescue. Exactly like that. If you have committed murder, if you become killed here, then your sinful activities is neutralized. Otherwise you will have to suffer next life. So when a king orders a subject, or the state orders that this man should be hanged, it is not cruelty to him, it is mercy. They do not know. It is mercy. Otherwise, why is every state, anywhere you go, the law is there, life for life. So atonement must be done. But King Parikshit Maharaj, he is very intelligent. He says, all right, sir, there is atonement by performing some type of atonement, I become free from the sinful activities. Suppose a man, he has committed murder and is killed. So the simple reaction of his committing a murder is neutralized. But it does not mean that next life will not again kill another one. That is not guaranteed. Exactly like that. You are diseased. The physician gives you medicine. You are cured. But it is not guaranteed that you will not be attacked again by that type of disease. That is not guaranteed. One man is suffering from venereal disease and it is painful. Doctor gives some painful injection. Somehow or other he is cured. But again he is attacked with venereal disease. Again comes to the doctor. There are many instances like that. A man has committed theft and he was punished. He was taken to the government custody and he was punished for 6 months or 1 year and comes back. Again he commits the theft. Why? This is intelligent question. So Parikshit Maharaj inquires from the that atonement, that's all right. You are prescribing atonement. That is all right. To counteract the sinful activities. But why a man commits again the same sinful activity? What is the remedy for that? This is intelligent question. He says, drishtva, drishta sutabhyam jat papam. Drishta means, just like one man sees, this man has committed murder and his hand. Everyone sees. And in the law book, it is said that if a man commits murder, he will be hanged. So, sruto means we have heard it from authoritative sources. Law book is authoritative source. Just like shastra. Shastra and law book is the same. Shastra means that which controls. Sasdhat. Shastra, Shastra, Shasana, Shishya comes from the same root. Shishya, Shishya also comes from the same root. Shishya means one agrees voluntarily to be governed by the spiritual master. He is called Shishya. And Shasana, the government. So, Shastra means that regulates our daily activities. So here it is called Shastra is learned by hearing, not by licking, not by seeing, by hearing. Just like here is Shastra, Bhagavad Shastra. You cannot learn it by seeing, or by touching it, or you have to learn it by hearing. Shastra, this is called Sruta. Therefore, Vedas are called Srutis. Sruti. Tadvijnanartham sa gurumeva vigacche srotriyam brahmanishtham. So sruta, sruta means hearing from authoritative sources. Either you take a scripture or law book, so one knows that in every shastra, every scripture, every law book, man is warned, don't commit theft, you'll be punished. Don't tell lies, you'll be punished. Don't do this, you'll be punished. Don't kill, thou shalt not kill, otherwise you'll be punished. But nobody is caring. Why? What is the remedy for that? Everything is there. Drishta, practical experience. And sruta. Sruta means heard also from authoritative sources. So he says, Drishta sutabhyam jat papam. Anyone knows, janayan. Anyone knows that this is papa, this is sinful activity. Everyone knows. Nobody can say that I do not know what is sinful activity. Who does not know that stealing is sinful? Committing murder is sinful. Or so many other things. So Parikshit Maharaj inquires, the drishta sutabhyam jat papam janayanavi atmano ahitam. And he knows that it is not good for me. If I steal, I will be arrested. I will be punished. I will be put into jail. That is not a very comfortable life. He knows that. Karoti bhuya vivasa. But he comments again and again, vivasa, as if forced by something. Forced by something. Karoti bhuya vivasa. Prayaschittam matho katham. So, Parikshit Maharaj immediately says, what is the value of this atonement? If he is not corrected, checked, that he should not commit such sin anymore, then what is the value of prayaschitta, katham? I have committed some sin, I do some atonement, again I commit, again I atone, again I commit, I confess, and again I do the same thing. So what is the use of such atonement? His question is another question. Kachit nidmatate avadra, kachit charati tatpunaha, prayaschittam atho apartham, manne kunjara saujavat. For the time being when he is punished, he thinks, I shall not commit. Oh, what mistake I did. But as soon as he is out of the danger, he commits again. So, kochit nidvartate avadra. Nidvartate means refrains, avadra, one, abominable activities. A kochit charati tat puna. And again, sometimes he commits the same thing, puna. Therefore, habit is the second nature. It is very difficult. This is an example. That jasahi jasabhavasyat tasyasu duratikrama. Sabhava, one who has his habit, one who is habituated to do something, it is very difficult for him to give it up. The example is given, swajadi kriyate raja saking nasnu tupahanam. You can keep one dog in a royal position, but as soon as it will see one shoe there, immediately will bite. Because he's a dog. The dog is qualities there. You may put him on the throne, that doesn't matter. But the dog is quality, you cannot change. Similarly, this sabhava, sabhava means material nature. Material nature. We have acquired so many material nature by association of the three modes of material nature. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. So, our habits are formed on account of our association with the three different qualities of material nature. But if we can disassociate ourselves from the three modes of material nature, then our real nature, means spiritual nature, becomes involved. That is the process of Krishna consciousness. If you remain Krishna conscious, then there is no chance of your associating with the three material modes of nature. That is the secret. Therefore, you'll find our students, those who are habituated to so many bad things previously, they are able to stay in a platform where there is no such contamination. So Krishna consciousness is such nice medicine. Unless you come to Krishna consciousness, your habits formed by the association with the three modes of material nature will continue. You cannot check it. Therefore, if you want to save yourself from this repetition of different types of birth and death, then you must come to Krishna consciousness. That is the medicine. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, mancabhyamicharini bhakti yogena ja sevat. Anyone who is engaged in my transcendental loving service, bhakti yoga, the yoga, devotional yoga, mancha abhyavicharini bhakti yogena ja sevat sagunan samadita ita. He can transcend the influence of these all these three qualities. Brahma Bhuvaya Kalpata. Immediately he is situated on the Brahma platform. So our Krishna consciousness movement is without recommending this atonement or that atonement, which will not check him. You can go on, make many experiment of atonement, but the disease of the heart will remain. And you will come it against him. But as soon as you come to the Krishna platform, then you become free from the contamination. This is the advantage of Krishna consciousness. If you don't come to Krishna consciousness, then you may be relieved for the time being from the reaction of sinful activities, but you will again commit it. So Parikshit Maharaj says, this kind of committing sin and again become relieved by atonement, repetition, it is just like kunjara sauchabat. He's giving a very nice example. Kachit nidvartate avadrat kachit charati tatpunaha prayaschittam atho apartham. Therefore this atonement to me is nothing but waste of time. How it is waste of time? Kunjara sauchabat. The example. Kunjara means elephant. The elephant cleanses the body very nicely in the water, in the lake or some water reservoir. But as soon as comes on the shore, takes some dust and overthrows the body. Those who have seen, those who have got experience, immediately the whole body becomes dirt. Immediately taking, just like we human being, we go to the bathroom and cleanse ourselves with soap and water, and then we feel comfortable. We do not again take some dirty things and throw over it. But the elephant animal does it. These are our examples. So, Parikshit Maharaj said that you may become cleansed by the atonement process, or you may be relieved from the disease by taking some medicine. But if again you commit, then what is the use of this treatment or use of this atonement? So this is the second question of Parikshit Maharaj to Sukhdev Goswami, a very important question. How one can ultimately become free from all contamination of this material modes of nature? Otherwise, what is the use of atonement? So that is, I have told you in summary, that unless one comes to Krishna consciousness, there is no possibility of being freed from this repetition of committing sin and atonement. So, Sukhdev Goswami is replying, karmana karma nirhara nahi atantika ishyate avidyat adhikaritya prayaschittam vimarsam. Nasnata patham evannam vedhaya avibhavantihi evam niyamakrit rajan sanayin chemaya kalpate tapasa brahmacharyena samena cha damena cha tyagena sattasauchabhyam jamena niyamena va. So we shall discuss this prescription tomorrow again. It is a long discussion. Thank you very much.